PBN stands for Private Blog Network, and in short, it means a network of websites privately owned. These are regularly used to rank websites through link building in the SEO world, known as backlinks. Still, the draw on the owners of the PBNs to sell backlinks to anyone willing to buy has made the quality of PBNs generally crap as they have become popular. In a lot of cases, they will do more harm than good for your websites. Another issue you get with PBNs is the links can be removed or devalued at any time. This is because you do not control the PBN and therefore do not control your own business. I have always hated the idea of someone holding the keys to my company's destruction. That's why everything I do is designed to make my network as solid as possible without taking risks that are not completely necessary. Okay, let's get started. So, the first thing you may notice from looking at this chapter is that it's titled Single Niche PBNs, not just PBNs. Now you may have heard of PBNs in the past, but we don't use a typical, standard PBN like you would expect to find another SEO using. We call those general PBNs, and since their use has become famous for SEO, most are very spammy. The ones that are worth buying links in are usually costly. What is the difference? Well, when a single niche PBN is created, it's not designed just to gain the system. It's actually designed to help your network grow. When done correctly, a single niche PBN will grow your business, generate more leads, and rank your websites. We design our approach to PBNs so even if your top website is taken down by Google, your other websites are constantly pushing up from the bottom, and another one of your websites is waiting to take its place almost immediately. So how does a single niche PBN work? Well, it's simple. It's a group of websites designed to link to one another to help each other rank for specific keywords. When building a single niche PBN, we follow specific rules. Firstly, what we do is purchase expired domains or new keyword-rich domain names. The expired domains will be from the same industry. Suppose you are trying to target, for example, mobile auto mechanics. In that case, you may use a previous dent repair site, or you might use a previous garage website, or you might use an alloy wheel website. We stay on the general niche and go after domains that have been used in the auto industry before. Then what we do is we put up our website onto an expired domain, and we leave them alone until they are indexed by Google. Once Google has indexed the websites, we know that Google doesn't dislike the domain, so it will not harm our other websites in our network. I find it hard to leave a website alone once I have built it. However, do this the wrong way and make the website a part of your network too soon. You could potentially add a lousy website to your network of websites and negatively affect them all. So how do we do it? Well, the answer is simple. We build as many sites as possible on expired and new keywords-rich domains. Add them all to Cloudflare, activate their SSL, and let them get indexed. Once they are indexed, we use Lead Simplify to track how many leads are coming in on that particular website. Once a website generates leads, they become the top of our single niche PBN. Our single niche PBNs are not huge. We may have hundreds, if not thousands, of websites in our single niche PBN network. However, they are only ever connected by 7 to 10 sites maximum. So, what we end up with is lots and lots and lots of small triangles of websites. You have one website at the top of the triangle with two websites underneath, linking to the top website. You have four websites below the two websites. Each of these sites links to a website above it. If you want to really go to town on this, you would then have eight websites underneath that, pointing up, and what you'll find is the one at the top of the triangle will be the one that ranks the best. In the image below, each of the triangles relates to one of your single niche PBN websites. The arrows linking them together represent the links between the websites. As you can see, they pass the links juice up the triangle to the tip. The site at the tip of the triangle will usually rank higher than the other websites in the triangle because it has more votes. The links are like votes in an election. And the more genuine votes your website has from relevant sources, the higher it will rank in Google. In the image below, you can see multiple single niche PBNs and the structure we use when ranking a website or any other object online. As you can see, each of the single niche PBNs remains entirely separate from one another, meaning they have no connections whatsoever. They are kept like this for safety. Suppose Google decides it doesn't like one of your websites and chooses to deindex it. In that case, it may also negatively affect the rest of the websites in that network. When you structure your PBNs into small triangles like in the image, the worst you can ever lose is one triangle of seven websites and not your entire PBN network. Every website in the network will have a unique form and unique phone number to collect and distribute leads to our lead buyers or website renters. You may have a client renting one website but receiving leads from 5 or 10 websites because every single website is designed to help rank the others and generate an income from the leads it produces. We use the Lead Simplify system to track all the leads to know which websites are producing what leads. We do this because once a website starts to produce leads, we then position that website at the tip of a new triangle to help it rank higher in the search engines organically. because we're using expired domains for this. On occasion, you will put up a site and all of a sudden, it starts ranking like crazy in Google. This is awesome when it happens. And the site pays for itself and the network instantly, and you end up generating a lot of leads and can rent the site out very soon. So let me try to explain how this works. You have a site at the top, you have two underneath that, then you have four underneath that, and maybe eight underneath that, so they form a triangle. You then have another site at the top of another triangle, another two websites underneath that, another four underneath that, and another eight underneath that. This continues. You could have 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 of these triangles, and what will happen over time is they will help one another rank. Once one of the sites from within the triangle starts to generate a decent number of leads, it moves to the tip of its own triangle. Every site is designed to generate leads. They have a phone number on them. They have a form on them. They collect customer information and pass it to our renters or lead buyers on complete autopilot using Lead Simplify. You could be passing these calls straight onto a rank and rent customer. Or you could be passing these calls straight to lead buyers who purchase leads off you. The more leads a website generates, the more triangles you build underneath it, which we call single niche PBNs, and they help it to rank. A single niche PBN triangle can be as big or as small as you like. In more challenging niches, the triangles may need to be bigger than the maximum of 15 websites that I use. Just remember, the bigger the triangle, the bigger the loss can be if Google decides it doesn't like one of your websites. Rather than creating bigger triangles, I create more small triangles underneath the websites I'm trying to rank. This limits the collateral damage if one of my sites happens to be disliked by Google.